What is it that impelled me to want to come here in this wonderful Yontif of Pesach and speak to the individuals who would be interested in listening? One reason is that many of you are here now in Cleveland, can't remember that far back, but I was the first rabbi of the Young Israel of Cleveland. When I became affiliated with Telzer Yeshiva, or rather I should say associated with Telzer Yeshiva, I also served here as a part-time rabbi in the Young Israel. And it was due to my insistence after being during a year the rabbi in Young Israel, it was due to my insistence that they must take a full-time rabbi. Part-time rabbis are no rabbis. And I didn't have the time for full-time, because I was associated with the yeshiva. But at least that I created for Cleveland, that Young Israel should become an institution led and headed by a rabbi. Baruch Hashem, today we're all happy with the fact that the Rov of Young Israel is a Rav Feitman, so gezun zayin. I think he's doing pretty well for the community, not merely for Young Israel as such. That was one reason for this Yetzer Hore of being here this evening with you. There is another reason also. If one is bothered with various problems and worries, Chazal tell us that the posuk which says Yascheno means Yisicheno la'acherim. Let him inform others of that which rests upon him, and in Zechoisreidendik v'tam leichter ven afn harzen. And any Jew living in our age, in our day and age, I think, if he is a Torah observant Jew, he has many, many things that create do'ogo belev ish. And the only advice that we have to alleviate that do'ogo is yisichena la'achirim, reitzich arop abisel fun halzen sh'andel. So I decided that as an old time young Israelite, and let us start out with a few remarks leading into these de'ogas. All of us have just about a few nights ago participated in our zdorim, the family, the children, we were engaged in relating and telling our children the lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Geule, coming forth from slavery, trying to explain what it's all about, what does it mean. And we mentioned the fact that mitchila ev David Zoro Yaviseinu, Chaltzach Nitfaraza Grayson Yachson, you come from David Zoro, your great forefathers, Terach Avi Avrom, he's given a Terach, and he was Avrom's father. And how did it all happen? Why aren't we Terachs today? Kervonu ha-mokoim la-avidosei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his kindness, in his devotion to Klal Yisroel, brought us close unto him. And we discussed these things at the Seder. We have a whole portion there of Dayenu. Had it been only this act, that itself would have been sufficient to have a Pesach Seder. And certainly Allah has come at the Hamad Toivok Fulum Chupelech. Starting from going forth and leading up to Binyan Beis HaPchiro in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. That Binyan that we hope not too long from now, Bezer Hashem Yisborach, we will again be in that Binyan, in Beis HaPchiro, in the Beis HaMikdash, on the Temple Mount, where we, today, Torah does not permit us to enter that place today. And we hope that shortly Mashiach will be here, and we will go through the process of Tahare, which will permit us to ascend to the Temple Mount and enter into the Beis HaPchira, that place chosen by Hashem Yisborach for his revelation unto Klal Yisroel, where korbonos, sacrificial offerings were brought, symbolizing in themselves that we bring ourselves as a sacrifice unto the Almighty. We are ready, as our forefather Yitzchok, willing to give ourselves totally unto him. And how great is the Father who is ready to do that with a son. These are some of the thoughts that were discussed by us in the Seder evening. Seder Pesach. And perhaps in the course of our remarks, we'll mention some other thoughts that we were engaged in, you know, that wonderful evening, Seder Pesach. You know, though, we are blessed in America. We have Anglo-Jewish newspapers. These newspapers should be the avenue through which to acquaint ourselves with what goes on in an observant Jewish world. And we read in the Cleveland Jewish News quite a bit about the Passover service and about the Passover Seder. But believe it or not, we learned a great lesson that part of the Passover Seder is Maxwell House coffee. That's also Passover Seder. And I specifically brought along with me what that page looks like. And das heißt Heint Yiddishkeit. Here it is. Here's the Passover Seder. Take a look at it. Carefully. I see that some see it as something new. They didn't see it. Well, you didn't miss anything. But I did see it. And I cut it out. This is supposed to represent a Seder. A young man sitting with his wife, drinking coffee. And there's, I'm not so sure what it is, I think a nice piece of bread with strawberries on the table. One for her, one for him. And in the middle is what they must have meant as a ko'ora of Seder Pesach. Yes, there is the mortar, and there is the shank bone, and there's some other things there. So here you have the Seder Pesach. This is Seder Pesach. This is the world, my friends, in which we live today. Ich kann nicht kein anderes Wort auf ihm. Es ekelt a Yiddish hearts when you observe such things. Seder Pesach, which is the beginning and the end of a moon. Hashem Yisborach. On noichi havai oikecho. Asher oitzei siho mi eretz Mitzrayim mi beis avodim. This is the first of mitzvahs Hashem. To be conscious and remember at all times. That I, the Almighty, have brought you forth from Egypt. Mi beis avodim. And who am I? Hashem Elikecho, your God. Are we conscious of this? We who do observe a Seder, do you feel these things? Do I feel it? Do we live through this? And this is the purpose of the Seder. To live through it. This very same issue had an article and an advertisement on the animated Passover Haggadah. The Haggadah with the drawings. It reminded me of something that I learned in Telz. That Alter Telzerov, some of you here remember the late Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Elimeir Bloch, Zecher Tzadik Livroche. His father, Rabbi Shiflei Bloch, was the Rav of Telz, one of the Gdoilim of Lithuanian Jewry, and the Rosh Yeshiva of the Telzer Yeshiva. And the Rav Elimeir told me that his father once asked, at one of the Zdorim, we want to impress our children, our young people, with Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Emune that grows forth, the faith in Hashem Yisborach. Wouldn't it have been a wonderful thing to put on a Passover show on the evening of the Seder? Have the whole business go through a play. See for yourself the suffering. See for yourself the plagues brought upon Mitzrayim, the Esa Makis. See it. What could have been better? To teach us what we went through and what we gained. And the Alter Rov Tober Gezog, no, it's a mistake. You cannot animate Emune. When you see with your eye and you listen with your ear, you remain with the impression of the human senses. And it doesn't go beyond that. When, however, the Seder has no show where you can look and see, Ot geit bedoluch, demyam. But you're engaged only in listening to what the Mesader HaSeder is telling us. You give thought to these things. Then you begin to live in another world. You live them in Geule. You see them in your mind's eye. Shibud Mitzrayim. Chayev Odom Liroises Atzmei. Kiilu Hu Atzmei Yotso Mimitzrayim. Will you see that on an animated show? But through thought, through the depth of thought, through an interpretation by a father versed in Torah, to give to his family and to his children the content of what Torah says to us in reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim, there we live through it. Lo Shechinah bilvad, go al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only our forefathers, an historic act of the past, not only they were brought forth from Egyptian bondage, el af eshonu goal imoyim. We were there together with them. We were brought forth. That takes the height of Torah living to begin to have an inkling of this emotion. Ani yotzosi mimitzrayim. I went forth from Egyptian bondage. No show with the best of actors can convey the depth of this lesson. Only Torah, as interpreted to us by Chazal, can invigorate us and give us that exhilaration to actually feel Ot geir harois fum Mitzrayim umisharoisom tzrureis misimloisom. And I'm carrying that dough which could not become chometz in Mitzrayim. I feel that I'm going through it. Only in such manner, no animation will give you that. But when Seder Pesach becomes an advertisement for Maxwell House coffee, then animation can also be a Seder. Oy Rabbeisai, we're very, very far removed from what Hashem Yisborach would like us to feel, not only on Pesach, but every day that we go through life, every misless of 24 hours. Far, far are we removed from the joy that Torah places in every moment of human living. What greater joy can there be for man when he feels, I am part of the Creator of a world. I am part of Him. Not merely was I created by Him, but I remain a part of Him. This is what we should at least on a Seder night begin to feel. Wie weit seien wir von dem? How far are we removed from it? And to become impressed with the fact that we dare not remain complacent. We must see to it that we should not be removed from it. How much of Torah is studied by ourselves? How much of Torah is imparted by us to our children? To what degree is our interest in imparting Torah to them? How much are we willing to sacrifice for Torah? We have funds for vacations. We have funds for all activities. But when it comes to chinuch habonim ve'habonis, educating and bringing up our children in Torah study and learning, there it becomes a problem. There it becomes a problem. No funds. Why? And if someone will answer, because if I will give for that, so I won't have the money for the vacation. Tipishena, what a fool you are. You won't have the vacation, but you will have a life that doesn't need vacation. Every moment of such life is the greatest of joy, the greatest of exhilaration. Was broch men dan hoben vacation. Vacation is necessary because you feel let down. Arbet. Wie sich amal opruen. if living is an expression of Torah, that in itself is the greatest vacation. The body must have a rest once in a while, but that rest is in itself Torah. You must eat, but if you eat because of this reason, that's Torah. You must drink, if for this reason, that's Torah. There is nothing in life which is not an act of Torah living and Torah observance. But if vacations are what people seem to want to make of them, then it's contrary to all that Torah represents. These are things that should bother us. We're not bothered, it seems to me. We are bothered, but not by these problems. We're bothered by other problems. Some are bothered by the stock market. Some are bothered they lost money in business. Some are bothered by a bankruptcy. Very, very few are bothered by the fact zu leben mir wie in broken leben. Is our life truly an expression of what Torah demands and wishes of us? This is something that should be bothering us. And when one sits at a Seder table and is engaged, not as others say, they said the Haggadah. The Haggadah is not something to be said. The Haggadah is something to be studied. To study together. All those in the home and the family. Study together. This great fact of Emunah. Anochi Havaya Elokecha. Asher Yitzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's what Seder night represents to one who is aware of what being a Jew really means. When we begin to think along such lines, wird es ein bisschen schwer. I have something else that I cut out from the newspapers. I want you to listen to it. Pardon me, it's not from the newspaper. Something Jewish. The Near East Report. This is published by Jews, Zionist Jews, in Washington, D.C. They serve as a lobby for Jewish interests as far as Israel is concerned. I'd like you to listen to a few sentences. They speak here about, yes, everyone knows that recently the Pope, first time in history, paid a visit to the Jewish synagogue of Rome. First time in history. So the present day Pope broke the cheren against the synagogue. He don't give out. He seems he's made it. But, unfortunately, the Pope did not go far enough. Omitted in his speech was any reference to the state of Israel. And if the Pope would have mentioned Israel, would it have added anything to our recognition of what Eretz Yisrael represents in Torah living? Jetzt hat sie sagen, der Gott nicht. Der Paperle, jetzt sind sie sagen, Israel has Israel, Israel. Nun, du musst hat sie sagen. Wer wird sich ruhig größer mit dem? Und als sagt, nie der Poer, wer wird sich ruhig kleiner mit dem? Ist auf dem Klogen Eden. Eden Klogen an dem. Why? Warum Klogen sie? Because the state of Israel is the central fact in Jewish life today. That's the central fact of Jewish life today. And don't for a moment think that I'm not a Zionist. I'm more Zionist than the Zionists themselves. And I'll prove it to you. When I was in Israel with the yeshiva for a period of 2 years, you know there's such a thing as Yom HaTzmaut, Israel Independence Day. And the Mizrahi inhabitants of Kiryat Hills came in to see me and ask me if they would be permitted to hang a flag, an Israeli flag, on this day. I said, I can't even understand what your question is. Why not? Why not? An Independence Day. We in the United States also have an Independence Day, the 4th of July. And we all celebrate it. Because there's something that has to be celebrated. The Independence Day that you talk about, which means the State of Israel, is certainly something that we have to be thankful for. I know that when the Balfour Declaration was issued, that's long before Independence Day, Yom HaTzmaut, Rav Bloch, Zecher Tzadik Livroche, who was then single, not yet married, led a parade of Torah Jews and non-Torah Jews in the city of Telz. And they passed by the home of his great father. And they asked that he come out on the porch and deliver a few words of address to them. He came out and he said, "Die Balfour Deklaratie, wenn sich it depends, wie Eden willen es aufnehmen. Ein mit es aufnehmen wie mit darf, kann er auswachsen von dem, Kidu Shem Shomayim. Ey, Pchas Misholem, wie soll das nicht aufnehmen, wie mir darf, kann er auswachsen, Chil Shem Shomayim. Soll Hashem Yisborach helfen, er soll sein Kidu Shem Shomayim." And he went back into the house. Those are the words that have to strike us always. When a Jew has permission and is not attacked by the peoples of the world for his desire to have a place in Eretz Yisrael, we have to be thankful to Hashem Yisborach. But then I told them, this delegation, "Ani rotze lahagid lachem." When I was finished with these few words, they told me, "Harav Utzioni, you're a Zionist." I told them, "Ze pele etzlachem, vaday ani tzioni, ohev Hashem tzarei tzion, vaday ani tzioni, avol ma she'atem machnisim leyom ha'atzmaut. Atem, chavrei ha'mizrahi, ein zu tzioniut, zu kfira b'Hashem Yisborach." They looked at me and he said, "Lama? Why?" So I said to them, "Hagidu noli, yididai ahuvai, avol tagidu li ato emet, ve'eize yom atem omrim halel biyoter kavana, bishlosher golim or biyom ha'atzmaut." Down in shame. And they said, "Rav, nechon me'ot. Certainly I'm a Zionist. Is it possible for a Torah Jew not to be a Zionist? Not to understand what Zion means? The question is if the Zionists are Zionists. That's the question."
Where does the term come from, this modern term, Zionism? You think maybe from Herzl? Jim Kafer Beiker. He's the fellow that wanted to take us to Uganda in the depths of Africa. He didn't know such a thing, Yerushalayim and Zion. But he had a good friend, his name was Professor Nathan Birnbaum, who later became the greatest Balshuve in ages. And he told him, what is wrong with you? You're going to take Jews to Uganda? Don't you know where they belong? And he asked him, where do they belong? Because it was their fear from Zionism. So he said, they belong in Eretz Yisroel. That's what Jews pray for down through the ages. And I therefore suggest to you that this movement that you're interested in creating be called Zionism. That's where it all comes from. Not from Herzl, not from Ben-Gurion, but from Professor Nosson Birnbaum, Zichle Livroche, because he later became the Balshuva of the ages. These are all things that today are unknown. People don't even know about these things. You have Ayar Herzl. You have what not? Herzl and Herzl and Herzl. Over Herzfeld. Took an Yiddish Herz in it all. How could it be? He didn't have it. He grew up in Vienna, totally, totally alien to all that is Jewish. Never knew what these things were. And if you want to know how that's possible, I'll tell you another little story. On my way back to the United States from study in Tells, aboard ship, I was one day walking on the deck. Behind me was a doctor, a Jewish doctor from Vienna. Everyone knew that Lake County is WASP country. So who told you to go to the WASPs? So I'll ask you, in Cleveland is besser. In Cleveland Heights is besser. Dort mi yegdein einer allein banach. Un film, wie mi geht in Eretz Yisroel banach. I ask you, is it possible? And in Eretz Yisroel, we used to go from the bus, we had to go through an Arab village. It could be 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night. We went alone. No fear ever struck us. Eretz Yisroel, Eine Hashem Elekecha bo, Mereish Yishono v'ad Achrishono. We have the greatest of all guards, the Almighty Himself. But here, throughout the world, the scourge of anti-Semitism is no more Havilt from Yishugoyim. It is Israel, a symbol and reality that enables Jews and Judaism to flourish. True, in Eretz Yisroel, it depends what you call Judaism. If Judaism means Torah, oy, Baruch Hashem, din alevim Torah in Eretz Yisroel. I get old. Torah is studied in Eretz Yisroel. And Torah is lived in Eretz Yisroel. Not merely in Altstadt Yerushalayim, even in Neustadt Yerushalayim. Not merely in Ir HaTikah. And not merely in Yerushalayim, but even in Kiryat Hills, which borders on an Arab community. And across the street are our good friends, the same as we have throughout the world, same as we have here in Wycliffe, and as we had in Tells, a Catholic seminary. Always, who tells gay comes in a Catholic community. That's what it is. Not only in Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak, the Negev, the Galil. Vumelel Teire. Oh, is Avadidot Judaism. That Judaism exists here in the United States too. In a Hebrew academy, in a cheder, in the yeshiva, in a night tailo, Judaism flourishes. Van a lern teire. Oy heiv Hashem shari tziyin. The Almighty loves the gates of Zion. Come the rabbis and tell us, what gates are those? Shari tziyin hamitzuyonim b'halochet. Those are the shari tziyin throughout the golas of Klal Yisroel, where Torah is studied. There you have Zion, and there you have the love of Hashem Yisborach. The heritage of Torah was maintained down through the ages in all the Golosim, whether it was Spain, Germany, Eastern Europe, Africa, and all other places, starting out with Babel, Babylonia, not Eretz Yisroel, outside of Eretz Yisroel, and Judaism flourished when King Ferdinand decided to evict Jews from Spain, thanks to the Catholic Church, not the Pope, he wouldn't have done that, but thanks to the Catholic Church of his day. So, among those who went into Golas was the Abarbanel, by whose Torah we live today, and so many others who went with him. And they found new resting places. Whether it would be in Italy, in France, in Germany. And when they had to move on from there, they moved into Eastern Europe, Galicia, Lithuania, Belarusia, and it flourished, not merely downtrodden Jews, it flourished, and everywhere is where it flourished, we had the blessing of anti-Semitism. That may have been one of the reasons that it kept flourishing, because when you don't have that, Jews are apt to forget what they are, and they accept the modes of living of the non-Jewish world among whom they live. And this is the blessing, the so-called blessing of the United States. We came here to a land of freedom. What happened to that Yiddishkeit that was brought here from overseas prior to the Second World War? What happened to it? I remember Jews who had their businesses open on Shabbos, tired of eating from Russland and Lite, from Ungarn and from Poland, used to come to shul Shabbos after Minche and weep buckets of tears saying Tilim. Their tears were for the fact that they happened in Mechal Shabbos. Who's telling you to do so? Well, if we won't be Mechal Shabbos here in the United States, we are open to hunger. It was a lot of bunk. No one had a hunger here, even if he wasn't Mechal Shabbos. But those Jews still cried. They wept over it. And they ate cholent on Shabbos. That was part of Shabbos. When I was rabbi in Waterbury, Connecticut, following Baltimore, I remember vividly going up the hill, coming home from shul on a Shabbos, and the Jew from the conservative congregation, a Yurib Sharif, not a sin in America, give on a conservative, so go give him the chazen bazay, comes driving down the hill, stops his car when he sees me, and says, Rebbe, if them in the bar, just for Shabbos. So I said nothing to him. I said, then you come out again. I didn't give him any musa there. I come home, just as I reach my door, he's back. Back up the hill. Oy, Rebbe, Rebbe, seid mir mal ho. So what did you do wrong? Vergessen, dass ich Shabbos. So he came back again, Michal Shabbat, to tell me that he had forgotten that it's Shabbos. And then he continues, this is what I want you to remember. He says, Kolzman mein Freuot gelebt, flecht sie mir machen a Chol Shabbos, habe gewiss, a Shabbos is anders wie Freitag. Gewiss, sie do a Shabbos an der Welt. Aber Zeit ist nicht mehr geworden. Ich sehe nicht so, stehe ich auf in der Früh und ich mache sich meine Koche und ich nehme eine Bulkale mit Butter und das ist mein Schabbes. Nur von dieser Schabbes kann ich das Packen vergessen, das ist Schabbes. Sollte mir Meuchel sein. This was the United States. Came a Second World War. The bit of Gdolim who were salvaged by Hashem Yisborach and brought to these shores, they changed the whole picture of life here in the United States. Reb Aaron Kotler, Reb Reuven Grasovsky, Reb Mendel Zaks, Rav Zichronim Livroche, Rav Shatskis, the Lomsherov, and then the other Rosh Yeshivas. He tells the Rosh Yeshiva, then he comes to in America. Aliens to the entire way of living in this country. I recall one woman who said, I can't send my son to the Rosh Yeshiva. They're foreigners. How in the world can they get into my son? So she sent them where there weren't foreigners. And the curious thing is that these foreigners were the ones who furrowed into the hearts of American youth and created a totally new picture of Jewish living in this country. And again, as I told you before, this was 45 years ago, 44 years ago. People are apt to forget. So it doesn't hurt to remind you of this fact. Why is Yiddishkeit today sent in the United States? Why is it so? Weil the Altmodische, the farmers, came to this country. And they brought a heritage with them that they were not ready to part with. They didn't bring an inheritance. They brought a heritage with them. And the difference, I think that I once pointed out here, the difference between a heritage and an inheritance is a very, very important one. Toiro tzivo lonu Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu acted as the messenger of Hashem Yisborach to command us his Torah. Moirosho kihilas Yaakov, not Yerusha, not an inheritance, but a heritage. The difference is very simple. When a person inherits millions, it's his to do with it as he wishes. He can use it for a good purpose. He can destroy it. It's his. Torah is not an inheritance. It's not ours. Torah is his, Hashem is born. It's a heritage for us to be carefully guarded, to see that no changes are instituted in this heritage. This is the important thing to remember. And this is what we go through in a Seder night, to talk about the heritage. How great indeed the schus and merit of the Jew who realizes and understands that he is possessed of a heritage. To the extent that he guards it, that there shall be no changes in it. But then you have Old time heritage is no good. It has to be turned into an inheritance. And so we find a new complaint, all in the Cleveland Jewish News. Something wrong with the Agudah. It's sexist. It's made only for males, not for females. There isn't a word said about Miriam and Yocheved in the entire Agudah. How could we permit that? In our day, how could we permit such a thing? So we have to rewrite through the teachings of Reconstructionists. Can't say Reconstructionist Judaism because it's not Judaism. So let's call it Reconstructionism. We have to rewrite the Agudah through Reconstructionism, and we shall give women their due in the Agudah also. Veis, veis, sudi froyen, vazat non kumatsa za Agudah. Chreitz anything de mena, nor a ochum veis sudi froyen. Was daffen der leben sehr schuss von Asaha Gude. Our women down through the ages knew and realized that every word of Torah emanates from the mouth of Hashem Yisborach. Every word of Torah in all areas stems from Him. And Torah, the Igadot Levincho. Why doesn't it say the Gadatol of Bitcho? Isn't the daughter also worth being interested in? He's a nice and a kashe. And because of that, we have to change the content of the Agudah. Oi, 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 oi. We're not finished with our Near East report. It is Israel that enabled the state of Israel that enabled the Jewish people to survive the Holocaust. When I saw this, I just can't understand. What does this mean? What does this mean? We survived the Holocaust after the loss of 6 million because of Israel. Can it mean those Jews who were forced to sink aboard ship by the Zionists of Israel because they were coming from Eastern Europe? Were they saved because of Israel? Or did they sink because of these wonderful people, Ben-Gurion and his good friends? And when such a thing was mentioned to the first president of the state of Israel, Chaim Weizmann, the chemist who got away from all the tzores by living in London, the Greiser Yachsen, when this was asked of him, he answered, well, every great thing in Jewish life calls for sacrifice. So the sacrifice is the 6 million that were burnt in Auschwitz and in all the other gas chambers of Germany. They are the sacrifice so that Chaim K. Weizmann so can assign the president from the state of Israel. And of such mishugas, it is Israel that enabled the Jewish people to survive the Holocaust. It is Torah. It is Emunah. It is Hashem Yisborach who gave that courage and that strength to be able to survive. Those Jews who went to their death with animaimin on their lips, singing it into the fires, because of them did we survive the Holocaust. Rebel Chonan Wasserman Zeichet Tzadiki Kodesh Livroche, who went to his death in Kovne, that place that was called the Ninth Fort under Tsarist Russia. Kovne had a fort, the ninth of all the fortresses that had been built by Tsarist Russia throughout Russia. That's where the Lithuanians gathered the Jews of Kovne to give them a happy ending to their lives. Rabbi Chonan Zecher Tzadik Livroche spoke then to all of them, all of those Jews who were with him. ready to go into the fire. Do you know what he said? Unser Teut is die Kapore der Korben für Amerikaner Eden. It is by our sacrifice that Hashem Yisborach has seen fit to save the Jews of America. Let us therefore have no ill thoughts when we go to this sacrifice to become a korban. Sollen nicht mehr fadel sein in dem korban. I ask you, when one thinks and talks about what is the cause of survival, need we a greater reason and cause and source of survival than such words which emanated from the mouth of such a tzaddik and gone like Reb Elchanan Wasserman, Zecher Tzaddik Likodesh Livroche, who said it in the greatest equanimity, without any excitement, without losing himself, that was Reb Elchanan. These were the Jews. I remember when he came to Telz, to the avelis of a brother-in-law, a businessman in Telz. It was Shabbos afternoon when we went in to him to hear him speak. Teire, Taloche, Hagode. And he spoke things that I shall never forget. But in the middle, that is towards the end, he took out his watch. Uysukte. So it's no longer Shabbos. Lo Bershein Zon Tilin for Absholom. That was the name of his brother, Absholom Talpas. During Shabbos, there's no mishpat in heaven against anyone. Shabbos is the Yom Menuchah. Shidach Shinoch Shabbos. Lo Bershein Zon Tilin. We were mesmerized. Every one of us. He said it as if he was telling us, nothing, absolutely nothing noticeable on him. Or does I mean the tzaddikim of Europe who went to their death? Mechapi af Amerikaner Eden. Amir zon zeche sein do in die land to be able to set up teure, to teach Torah, to study Torah, to observe Torah in our daily lives. And this places a great responsibility upon us, my friends. A great responsibility. That responsibility is to measure ourselves. Do we react as we should to this responsibility? Do we put every ounce of ourselves into Kiddushin Shemayim? Or do we waste a lot of time on foolishness? This is what should bother us. This is what should arouse us. If this shall be the case, then Reb Elchanan and all the others were a kapora tehiro for American Jews. They, by virtue of their deaths, do we exist today. By virtue of their deaths, does Hashem Yisborach guard over us in Eretz Yisrael? So the Eibester Achmonesum, if these Arabs would be at peace with themselves, so Hashem Yisborach Achmonesum. So Hashem Yisborach sees to it that Egypt does something for its own reasons. Nicht wahr? Sadatat uns lieb gehabt, die Schäden des Trachtnase. But therefore all of the Arab world hates Egypt today. Und das geht es. In Lebanon, they're fighting to the death, so they have no time to fight the Jews. Der Sameach says that in his great work on Torah. The North
says in Eicho, Hoysho Kenidu, when we were destroyed in Eretz Yisroel, in Churban Bayis Rishon, we were as a nido, a tmeo. Hoysho Kenidu Beinehem. So he says, what does that mean? Gemara says that when two men are standing and a needle walks between them, there will immediately develop an argument between these two people. That's what it means. You're Eden, Eretz Yisroel, is sent into exile. In exile, they'll be totally destroyed. To the Rebbeinu Shleim Anes, a new miracle. Hoysho Kenidu Beinehem. It's as if a needle walked through them. And what's the result? They're always fighting with each other. And that's what kept Jewish Europe alive until this last Holocaust. They were always fighting among themselves. If anyone knows a little bit about European history, we learned it in our high school days. Today I don't know what they study in high schools. In the English high schools, but we learn these things in high school. You don't have to go to a university to learn these things. They were continually at war with each other. If not, their race was will be shared. This is what maintains our existence. This is the source and secret of our survival. And this is the source and secret of the independence of a state in Eretz Yisroel. That's the reason for it. Not Zionism, not anti-Zionism. The will of Hashem is what maintains it. And remember, you're hearing this from a Zionist who was declared so by Zionists themselves. Horatoni, I'm very proud of it. Certainly. Verdeni zatsieni, ebnida frumeri. Verden ventum klot kishebovatun churben funzien. Zei klogen, telekolek klokt kishebov. Oder telekolek pravata chasene, wie sie gewinnen, du verzweigung kishebov. Er hat viele nicht gewusst, wo der Wort Tishebov meint. Und der Grobian, who's the mayor of Jerusalem. He's the reason for our survival. Mit auf der Seine hat dreifachige typischen Schäden zusammen. Sie können reden als auch eine Narrischkeit. Wo denn? Wo denn? Teure. Teure. When we live by Teure, when we study Torah, when we teach Torah, this enervates the Jew and makes of us a totally different being. We are not just physical. We are spiritual in essence. Mir seinen Ruch nie ist dich. Das ist Aid. That's the difference between Jew and non-Jew. And every non-Jew has the privilege of so becoming if he's overwhelmed with the desire. The road of Rusa Mayavir is open for them too. But until they travel that road, it's two different worlds, two different concepts. Dachtzer, sie haben doch ech Eden, sie haben doch ech Sprach. Una beheme hot nit geneden. A blind beheme would be lost. The question is not whether there are eyes. What is the perspective through those eyes? We live by a Torah perspective. They live by a physical perspective. Die Welt, die kleine Welt, die Welt will man das Leben. You can't get too far with it. So, Rabotai, if the Seder and the observance of the Yom Tov Pesach will leave us with something of this recognition. When we will begin to feel chometz is not merely a concept in bread. Es kem fa chometz tver na idische harz. Se oyer she be iso. Chazal said long ago, Ritzoneinu Ribbono shel Olam, we lift our eyes unto you and we say, it is our wish and deep desire, La'aseis Ritzoneicho, to observe and perform your desire. So why don't we do it? Elo se'or she'be'iso me'akev, the sourdough remains that which stops us from it. Se'or she'be'iso me'akev. We live through a Pesach when we are to keep away from the chometz, to keep away from the se'or. We should begin thinking it's not merely a difference in the nutrition, whether it's going to be sour bread or not sour bread. We're talking about a different concept. We're talking about sour of the soul. Die Säuerkeit von der jüdischen Neshome, von der jüdischen Herz. Let's stop being sour pussies. Let's stop, my friend. Lomme werden reine, geschmacke, süße Hiden, mit wasch und neufes Sufi. That sweetness that only Torah has. Let's proceed into that world. Let's endow ourselves with that concept. And believe me, every one of us will be so enveloped with happiness as wir wollen gehen a tänzel. We'll want to go out in a dance at a zeivoltes gewehen. But we haven't reached that stage. We don't feel the happiness of Torah living. It's as a little bit better than it was with Moshe Mendelssohn, who once complained to one of his Goyish philosopher friends, I'm meeting Ebacha Unglit, a misfortune. On Shabbos I can't write. A misfortune. No, when one looks at the Shabbos as a misfortune, Nebuch! You see what happened to him? All his children, male and female, became Mishumotis. They converted to Protestantism. There was no Catholicism in Germany then. It was Protestantism. Abe, Yiddishkeit, Taten Zogen, Nebuch of them! So you can rest assured that the children won't have to say never. They'll feel very happy. They'll find themselves among their goyish friends who, after a certain period of years, will say, get out, you're a Jew, as happened under Nazis in Germany. Let us remember these things. Let us take these things to mind. Let us attempt to uplift our souls. That's what Pesach is for. And to the extent that we shall so do, our entire life throughout the year will be blessed with heavenliness. We will feel the presence of Hashem Yisborach, al kol tzad v'shal. Ulomer shen zeifazan. Wo soll man also viel davon hören, nur Drosches von Musser? Lomme schein Seche sein, Tate im Himmel, Hobrach Mones, send us Mashiach Zitkenu. And we want to tell you that if you will do so, we will rise in a pencil and we'll follow him through thick and thin. Thank you for listening. I got something off my chest.